Blog Talk Radio.
We've been coming here for quite some time. Many conversations, not really expressing our true feelings, playing games. But I'm here to put all my cards on the table to express to you how I really feel. Now that I've done so, the floor is yours.
Last lifetime I must have overdosed on your love, cause this time around I'm permanently tipsy. With your name on the tongue of my tip, can't even speak right, can't even sleep, and I'm missing your voice and your choice in thoughts. I guess I want to stop looking for intoxication. No need to inflate this drumming in my brain when I try to release this pain in my chest. I got to rest, I need to chill.
I need to chill.
But then I see you smile and all my hard work ain't worthwhile anymore. Just a festering sore and no amount of drinking milk is gonna calm it. Just drinking rum to block out summertime. Or at least I try. And at least a generation later, I'm still trying to ease my soul. Still trying to ease my soul. Ease my soul.
In the mirror, say I love you. Look at yourself in the mirror, say I love you. More than what anyone else can say. You gotta love you each and every day. Don't play the game. You can start a new life in paradise. If you decide, everything is gonna be alright. Such beauty, could see yourself as being unattractive to me. It goes through me. Don't let the magazine dictate your size. I mean, since when is the only real size?
Just a little bit of Elijah Bland here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio on a magnificent, my goodness, magnificent Wednesday afternoon. Is a beautiful thing. Hope everyone had a fantastic Memorial Day, but it's so wonderful to be back on the air with you. And today's artist spotlight, gifted singer, songwriter, and producer, Lord have mercy, Mr. Elijah Bland. New hit single, The One, the follow-up from his 2015 fantastic hit single, For the Record. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and, of course, The Zone, it is my honor and privilege to welcome the incredible Mr. Elijah Bland. Brother Bland, how have you been doing?
I'm great, man. Good to be back. Thank you. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
And I'm doing wonderful. Long time no see, brother. It's been a minute.
Yes, indeed.
It has been a minute. Man, I was having a conversation with a really good colleague of mine, and we were talking about For the Record. And I said, yeah, it's been a minute since Elijah been back on. And I said, okay, he has some new music. And I said, he keeps constantly teasing us with singles. I said, man, it's been a minute since going on. It's back to 2008. It's been a minute. When can we get a full album from you?
My plan is this year, so that it's finally happening. Finally got album coming fall 2016. So the wait is over. I know it's been a long time, and you know, of course, life kind of gets in the way sometimes. As independent artists, we are you know, jacks of many trades and have to do what we do to survive, to eat, to live. And even, you know, aside from that, I've not gone away from music. But, you know, just things have happened in my life that took me away from concentrating on it for a little bit and honestly brought me closer to being able to deliver music of more substance that speaks to my real experiences and just, you know, just life. So sometimes you have to do a little bit of living to do some more creating. So I'm happy to be in the place I am now.
Absolutely. Now, I'm gonna take it a step further. You just mentioned something very interesting, and I feel very important when you say life happens. When we go through our different trials and tribulations in life, especially being an artist and a gifted songwriter like you are, does it give you a better perspective, not just on the journey of life, but being able to incorporate that journey into your music?
Absolutely. I think, you know, that as a creative person, it's always fun and it's good to explore and imagine outside of our own personal experiences, but there's nothing like experiencing something and living it yourself. So even, you know, a lot of what I write about is not all, you know, factual, real experiences that I've had word for word, but they're all based on real things that I've been through or that I've witnessed, that I've seen, that somebody I love has experienced. So all of it is connected to something real, and the whole point is to really give people an experience that is something they can relate to, that's something that either they know personally or they know somebody who has gone through that, and everybody can connect to it.
Absolutely. I remember one of the things that you really stressed about the last time we had the pleasure to have you on the Zone is that it was always important to you that you always remained true to who you are as a songwriter, because it's difficult to be an independent artist because you fund a lot of your own assets into your music. For you, seeing how the demographics have changed with music and as far as the record labels dwindling down, how more important is it for you to remain true to yourself, but at the same time to give the listeners something out there that they can understand and relate to as far as substance is concerned?
Whew. That's the million-dollar question in this industry now, and that's a great question. I think it is definitely important to me. It always has been, always will be important to me to stay true to who I am as an artist. I think that's really all we have at the end of the day, and it's different for independent artists, as you said, to experience something like this industry and be torn by, okay, do I do what I feel or do I do what will sell? And when you're in a position where you want to, you know, reach more people, you want to reach the masses, you want to make a difference, you want to tour, you want to do these bigger shows, you want to do all that, well, then there is a pull toward doing what is popular. But I think at the end of the day, what people are most drawn to is authenticity. So, you know, that stuff dies down quick when it's a gimmick, when it's something that's, you know, hot right now. But, you know, I think we had no greater example than the legend that we recently lost in Prince. And from day one, he was himself unapologetically, and his music spoke to that, and his music was an example of that and is an example of that. You can't ever kill that, you know, and so that's going to live on forever. And that's what I think my biggest goal is to make timeless music, to create a timeless message that people can live with beyond the time that I'm here.
You know, I'm proud of the fact that you've mentioned Prince, and I want to take it a step further. Continually harped upon being in control of your career, having control over your masters, not allowing yourself to become a slave. Because if you don't have control of something that you've created, you're a slave. For you,
right,
being an independent artist, and I think it's difficult when you're trying to balance life and trying to balance a profession and at any time does it somewhat get somewhat frustrating as far as the process, as far as putting out a product?
Well, yeah, that definitely. I think the process is brutal sometimes. I mean, but you have to find beauty in the process. You know, like I said, the one thing we really do have is ourselves and our own true selves and our creation. So there's a sense of protection in that, and I think anybody who is really doing it for any other reason, it's easy for them to lose that part of it. It's easy to focus on the fame, on the money, or on, you know, the number of followers and fans and all of that stuff. But when you lose the essence of why you do it, you know, those things can really take over you and ultimately can own you. And unfortunately, that happens to a lot of artists in different, not even just in music, but in different areas of entertainment. They become owned by the industry or by the other tangible things. But what you can't take from somebody is what they've created and what's in their heart, what's in their soul, what they intended to do. And I think that's what Prince was really about, which was you can't ever take me, you know, and you can try to own my name. So, okay, I'm going to make an album calling myself this symbol. You can't tell me I can't do that. But you can't tell me that my birth name is not, and on the very first track on that album, to say my name is Prince. And so you can't tell me that's not my name, you know. So those are the things that I think, you know, and he was the best at really battling the industry in that way. But I think, you know, again, the process is the most beautiful thing in the world, and it's sometimes it can be the most brutal thing in the world, and it's a grueling process, but it's worth it.
One of the things that I've always been impressed with you as far as your songwriting, and I've seen your songwriting progress. How have you seen your songwriting progress from 2008, from Soul Centric, to where you are right now with The One?
I think it's more honest, I would say. But what I mean by that is, I think there was a time when, you know, coming into the scene as an independent artist, and there's this indie soul circuit, and I'm trying to fit in and find my way how to fit in. So that was, I think, my biggest lesson learned in what I could have done differently or what I've grown to do differently, is to really just let my gift speak. And not try to make it, okay, well, I think people want to hear this type of sound. Well, let me make this type of track. And okay, well, now I need this type of track on the album. And I need this. No, I just need to do what is honest and what I feel. And people, like I said, are drawn to authenticity more than they are trying to be something else. You know, so if there's enough room for everybody, I believe. So I think trying to make something that sounds like somebody else or that fits a certain sound, certain genre, you know, and it was easy to be influenced by that in a time where I really didn't know what my sound was or would be. And I'm thinking, okay, well, I got to fit into this, maybe this neo soul box or this smooth R&B box or whatever it is. And that's dangerous to try to fit yourself into those types of boxes. So I think the biggest part that I've grown in is to be more honest in the delivery of everything.
You know, to me, being a songwriter is a gift. Along with yourself, Gordon Chambers, Eric Robinson, exceptional songwriters. And you mentioned something earlier about, we all have to eat. We, at the end of the day, it's a business. Do you feel sometimes it would be more profitable for you, from a monetary standpoint, to fully focus on being a songwriter for the artists?
That's a great question, and I'm honored to be even mentioned in the same sentence as the two you just mentioned. Both friends of mine that I highly respect for doing that, and that's actually what I came into music aiming to do, was to just write and produce for other artists. And I didn't really see myself as a solo artist. I didn't want to do that. But in producing and writing for other artists, I was encouraged by an engineer I was working with to try it. You know, some of the references I was doing, he's like, this stuff sounds really good. You might want to try doing this yourself. And so that kind of took that direction. And, you know, I took that and ran with it. But songwriting and production is something that I'm really passionate about and that I want to do more of. And like you said, it is ultimately the more lucrative path. People see the stardom and the glitz and glam attached to the name on the record, on the poster, on the billboard, but the people who are writing those songs are the ones who are really getting the checks. So that's really where it's at. And I think, you know, so at this point, I really want to do more of that and more with music in general to touch on different areas and to be more of a multi-channel threat, so to speak, you know, movies and film scoring, licensing, things of that nature, television. So that's really where I'd like to do. I mean, I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing, but I'd like to do more of that. And you're absolutely right. That's definitely the more lucrative way to go.
Absolutely. You know, it harkens me back to, and I'm really dating myself, but that's okay. I'm fine with it. I remember, Danny Elfman from Oingo Boingo, and he made that transition from a group to doing a lot of movie soundtracks. I mean, he's been doing that, I think, now for close to maybe 20-some-odd years. It's incredible. And I've also seen the shift where I've seen a lot of recent R&B artists have made that transition to doing a lot of country music, because to me, country music still respects the art form of storytelling. It really,
absolutely,
truly respects the artist. And you've always been an excellent storyteller. From you, from your personal life, and I didn't get a chance to ask you this last time, but from your personal life, the romantic side of Elijah Bland, how much do you share with the listeners out there as far as your different, you know, as far as bumps in the road and learning from relationships, learning from life, learning from love in your music?
I think prior to this album that I'm working on and plan to release this year, I think it was a very safe dose of my personal life. There are absolutely elements of my personal experiences in everything that I've written. This new album, there's a whole lot more with it. So I've done a whole lot more living. I've done a lot more of everything. So yeah, there's a lot more to say. There's a lot more meat to it. And I think it's all for the good, because I've learned a lot about, not just about other people, about myself. And I think that's really the best thing that I can offer people, is what I've learned about how I see the world and how I've experienced the world and how I've messed up, how I've learned and bounced back, and how I've been done wrong. I think a lot of men, we sing a lot of I'm sorry songs, but we don't really hear our own voice. And, you know, sometimes we've been done wrong too, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, so it's just a very honest and universal experience.
Well, I remember my father used to tell me a long time ago, he said, it's hard being a man, especially when you're trying to micromanage your emotions, when you're trying to... when you're trying
that
to...
That is the truth, if I've ever heard it.
Yes, Lord, when you're trying to micromanage your emotions, and because we are trained not to show any vulnerability. And we could be, the worst time for us is when we are alone and we're left to our own vices, meaning the mind, thinking about what I could have did, what I should have done, or what I can possibly do. What have you learned? What are the two key elements that you have learned about yourself over the last 3 years?
number one is that it is okay, or not just okay, but it is essential that I'm honest with myself. I'm an emotional person, so I love hard, I feel hard, everything is intense. With that being said, it's there's an inclination with that to want to make everything right, to want to fix things, to want to be, oh, no, this is, you know, you go into a relationship and hear the voice in your head saying, well, maybe this isn't right for you. You know, the way I have been is, well, I'm going to make it right. And that's the competitor in me too. And sometimes being honest with yourself and saying, you know what, you're right. It's not right, and that's okay. And ultimately, that isn't just for my own benefit, but it helps the other person too. I mean, it spares everybody unnecessary pain and disappointment, and you know, just to be honest about that. That's number one. And number two is to number one really is just honoring your own feelings, and that's all of that. And regarding, you know, that it's funny you said micromanaging your feelings, and number two is being able to take care of myself first, which I'm a giver. I'm very open, and I'm, like I said, I love hard and I'm all about it, but you know, I can't be any good for anybody else if I'm not okay. So, you know, between what I eat, working out, taking care of, you know, nurturing my craft, making sure I'm healthy, mentally stably, you know, mentally stable, mentally, physically, spiritually okay. Those are priorities. And neglecting myself for somebody else is doing both of us a disservice. That's another big thing that I've learned.
I remember a great American poet once said, he said, I've had a lot of 45s. Yes, Lord, we've all had a lot of 45s. Lord, we're looking for some 78s, Elijah. We're looking for some 78s, brother. That's what we need.
Yes. 45s come and go.
There you go. There you go. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined this afternoon by the incredible Mr. Elijah Bland. For the record, I've listened to that song over and over since the day you presented it to us and we played it, man. How real, how far home did that reach for you? How much of what you were experiencing during that time went on that record?
You know, that record is 100% desire. And it was written, it's actually the first song I've ever written from the first word, starting with the first word. Put the Needle on the record was what popped into my head, and the feeling surrounding that was wanting something worth documenting, worth putting out there for the world to see, being proud of. And all of the nuances that come with that between, you know, intimacy and the emotional side of it and all of that. So that was 100% desire. And it's one of those things where, you know, you put it out there and ask the universe for something that you want, and there it is. And, you know, that song really did transform a lot of things for me personally, professionally, and so I'm really thankful for the way it's been received and the fact that people feel it, you know. And I've performed it all over the country, and I did a promo tour with a show called The Sweet Spot, and it was just every single time I performed that song, people felt something, and I can feel that, and that's exactly why I do what I do. So I'm glad that that's at least happened with that song.
Like the man said, with great power comes great responsibility. And speaking of responsibility, how proud of you as a songwriter? How proud of you are the new single, The One?
I'm incredibly proud of it. That song has the most purpose I would say, of anything I've written or done. And I really hope that people not only get what it says and what it does on the surface, but it's a much deeper, there's a much deeper meaning to it. The song is rooted in faith. It's rooted in love. And to me, those things are synonymous. So it was originally written for a play that I was doing, and I had the opportunity to original song that fit the character. And the character was going through these times in his life, and he was reconnected with the woman that he, you know, she was the love of his life, and they were in different circumstances now, and he had done some things and had a rocky road, and he came back from that. So he was not only reconnecting with the love of his life, but he was reconnecting to his source, to a higher power, to his faith. And his way of professing that was through this song. So that was the original reason it was written. And it was so well received there. And I performed it a couple times after that. And people asked, where can I get that song? I'm like, well, it doesn't exist. I haven't even recorded it. So that really pushed me to put that out as the next single, which I knew it was going to go on the album. I just hadn't recorded it. So we went to that, and it's funny, Gordon Chambers. Gordon actually was in the studio with me doing that song, recording that song, and he helped me with the vocal production and some, you know, arrangements on it, and pushed me outside of my comfort zone to really deliver it in a passionate way, in a way that people could feel, you know, in the way that I wanted to. So I'm, you know, big shout out to Gordon Chambers for that.
Funny, when I listen to the song, it's a movie that the actor Christopher Reeve did years ago, and it's called Somewhere in Time. And I bring that up because it shows you the depth and power when you're really truly in love with someone, the length that you will go to get back to that person or to profess your undying love for that person. And I totally get that. It resonates with the new single. So my pleasure, man. Far be it from me to excuse me for depriving the listeners out there. So let's get into it. The new hit single for Mr. Elijah Bland, of course. The one here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Finally realize blessings are new.
Amazon.com. And to get the latest updates, be sure you stop by Elijah's official website. That's at www.elijahbland.com. You can also locate him on Facebook at eBland. So, and on Twitter, that's at twitter.com/ElijahBland, and the same handle for Instagram. And for those who have not had an opportunity to see Elijah perform live, where you're going to get that opportunity on Saturday, August the 13th. Elijah Bland, and of course, the incredible and captivating Isnavi. Lord have mercy. They'll be at Dave and Buster's Chesapeake Room. That's on Saturday, August the 13th. That's in Hanover, Maryland at 7 p.m. Brother, it has definitely been an honor for me to have you back on the show. And when can we get our hands or expect to get some more music from the upcoming new album?
Well, it's my pleasure, man. The pleasure is all mine to be here. And thank you again for the platform and for supporting artists like myself. It is truly, truly appreciated. As far as new music, the album is expected in the fall. This summer, you can expect a nice little treat pretty soon in the next month or two. But outside of that, we'll be going ahead with the full album later this year. So I'm excited.
So are we, man. And when the next single's ready, even if it's soft like Grandma's Cookies, send it over here and you know we will debut it here first, man. That's what we do.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, brother. I appreciate
it. Oh, my pleasure, man. Continued success. And remember, this is your home, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right. The incredible Mr. Elijah Bland here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, be sure to get the new hit single, The One. It is available as we speak. But head back in our chocolate time machine, let's go back to 2015 for the ladies, for the record, Lord have mercy, Elijah Bland. Here in the zone, the comfort zone, that is, on LOTO Radio.
Put the needles on the record, baby, and let it go around slowly. I know we're meant to be together, baby. And I would wait again if I had to, just patiently, but for the record, I've got to say, baby, it's fitting in the groove so perfectly. I've had a lot of 45s, and I'm finished with that single life, and I want to make enough love so that we know we belong on a record, baby. Let me play your I don't mind if we repeat it. Now flip it to the B-side. You know I love the B-side. Oh, that's
baby. You know I love it when it's deep, baby. You know I said I'll never, 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 never leave you. And when I said it all, I meant it. And now we're right where we need to be, yeah. Oh, moments like these need to be documented. So oh, that's why.
For the record, I've got to say, baby,
I just gotta say,
it's fitting in the groove so perfectly.
Yeah,
I had a lot of 45.
Had a lot of 45. Take
both are still alive. Oh, we both are still alive. We're still alive.
Super talented, Aaron Barra, still alive. You're in the zone, the comfort zone, that is, on LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Mr. Elijah Bland. Thank you, brother, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase his new hit single, The One, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon. But those who have a tendency to go other places, yeah, you can always go on Spotify and Rhapsody, Lord have mercy. And to get all his latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website as at www.elijahbland.com. And his upcoming performance featuring the incredible Isnavi is going to take place on Saturday, August 13th. At the Dave and Buster's Chesapeake Room. That's in Hanover, Maryland. That's at 7 p.m. Yes, Lord, it's a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, I had the pleasure of having this incredible artist on the show. This was, what, a little bit over a week ago. Backing vocalist for Janet Jackson, or Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, Lord have mercy, Miss Erin Stevenson. And she has a new hit single out called Naked. We're going to play it here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Are you ready? Even deeper, deeper. You you food all day, and you could do the dishes if that's okay. And we'd say what's on our mind, no delay at all the time with how we feel. And did you know that I
updates, let your fingers do the whopping, walking, stop by the official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com, and while you're there, you can get the latest updates, and not only that, listen to 24 hours nonstop live streaming music. It's a beautiful thing. So even when the teddy bear is not here with you, I will definitely be there with you in spirit, yes, Lord. And to get more updates, you can always keep up with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. Also on Facebook at facebook.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And last but certainly not least. I know there's some Instagram people out there. Yes, there are plenty of them, a cornucopia of them. You can catch up with us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTL, The Comfort Zone. And speaking of comfort, Super Trio, Lord have mercy, DMK, man, fantastic, gifted young vocalist. My goodness, and it was definitely the honor of myself in the zone, of course, to have these three talented young ladies on the show, man. They blew everybody away with their special guest performance on the hit TV show Empire, of course. And we're going to get into it. Major hit single from their self-titled EP, of course, DMK, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
I don't need a tag.
I wanna make my baby
Dream, Lord have mercy. Light Brain featuring Natalie Weiss and Amber Iman from his new hit album, The Greg Dean Project, here in the zone of LOTO Radio, 4:02 Central Standard Time. Lord have mercy on a very smooth, always extra warm, cuddly Wednesday, June afternoon. My goodness, first day of June. Love is in the air. Spring, summer, you got it, man. But it's all right. We got what you need. I seen the need. I'm here to fulfill all your chocolate desires. My goodness. Hey, and oh, by the way, before I forget, because I know Tammy is going to get on me. He's definitely going to get on. Man, we got a lot of special things in store for the wonderful listeners and supporters. But I promise you, we will keep you updated and posted what we have in store for you. I guarantee you. I promise you, it'll be a very extremely beautiful experience, because that's what we do here. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. And also, you can follow us or join that grassroots, natural, organic, shaken, but never stirred music. You can catch it with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. Well, you know, it's funny. I mentioned to Elijah earlier about the adage that I actually learned. My dad had told me many, many years ago about micromanaging our emotions as far as us being a quote-unquote alpha male. But you know what? It's all right, because like the man said, we've all had a lot of 45s, and the teddy bear will settle for nothing more than an extended version of a 78. Lord have mercy. But in the meantime, the teddy bear will always be a love junkie. Heston Francis here on the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio.
Hi, my name is Heston. Drug of choice is love. It's been 3 days since I last used. Yeah.
my eyes to see her naked. I can't battle with what I've built up. I can't slumber without her
There's
love.
Never a time I don't want you. But baby, I need you right now. Could be the heat or this fever. I need you to cool me down. Drowning in thoughts of her passion. Her kiss could cure my weak heart. Gliding towards her apex. I know she'll put me sound asleep. Super restless and I can't take it. When I close my eyes I see you naked. I can't battle with what I've built up. I can't slumber without
you. There's never a night where you don't greet me. But I need you before my dreams. Your graceful love, how it treats me as if I were a king. Settle my thoughts with your outcome. I'll hold you to feel the beat. Close your eyes while you touch me. This pulse will help you sound.
Between the sheets, just move with me.
Jesse, Jesse Johnson, Verbal Penetration, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Before that, I had to take it back. Jesse Johnson's review with the extended version of Can You Help Me? It's definitely a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing, beautiful thing. Nothing like Substance. Blueprint Music is definitely infectious. And speaking of infectious, I want to thank all the many listeners, my goodness, listeners, supporters. Without you, there is no me. Thank you so much for supporting The Zone. Special thank you, of course, to my staff, wonderful staff that's constantly on it 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, making the teddy bear's life a lot less hectic. That's always a special thank. And a very special thank you to the incredible Mr. Elijah Bland. Thank you, brother, for joining us. And remember, family, to get the new hit single, The One, available on iTunes, Google Play, Rhapsody, Spotify. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, let your fingers head on over to Amazon.com. And remember to get all of his latest updates, stop by his official website. That's at ElijahBland.com. You can also catch up with him on Twitter at Twitter.com/ Elijah Bland. And the same thing for Instagram. Same handle, man. And to catch Elijah performing live, you're going to have that opportunity Saturday, August 13th. At Dave & Buster's Chesapeake Room. That's in Hanover, Maryland, Saturday. Again, Saturday, August 13th. That takes place at 7 p.m. Well, it's about that time that the teddy bear hops back in his chocolate. His chocolate space machine, so to speak. Time machine. I like that. Sounds better. Time machine. As we head back to the Milky Way and we raise the needle up from the zone, but we will return. I will promise you that. So it's imperative that you get all the latest updates. It's definitely been real much uber love to you. Stay strong, as in the words of the great American poet Maurice White, always keep your head to the sky here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Yeah.